Front Podcast Network.
So my wife is very notorious for saying inappropriate things by accident. Like my favorite example is one we were cleaning the house, or a bunch of people over.
I think all three of us, by the way, are notorious for that.
Yeah, but this is different because she really doesn't know what she's saying, and then afterwards she doesn't get why everyone's laughing. So this one, we were cleaning the house, there was a bunch of people over, so it wasn't just like the two of us. And she moves this end table, and there's this big ball of cat hair underneath the cat table. And so she goes, "Hey, everybody, who wants some hair pie?" And everyone's just like, "What?" And I just start laughing uncontrollably. And she's like, "What's so funny? What's so funny?" And everyone's like, "What did you say?" So after like 30 seconds, she goes, "Oh, no, that's not what I meant. That's horrible." Well, so today she had to go get air in her tires at the Wawa because it's free air at Wawa. And so she's like, "Yeah, I went to go get air today, and I had a real problem. There was this dick there, right, who was sitting in the parking spot eating a sandwich, blah, blah, blah." And she's like, "So this is the other thing that happened. So I got double dicked." And I'm like, "What?" And she's like, "I got double dicked." And I'm like, I just stare at her, and she goes, "Oh, no, I don't mean that." My wife got double dicked at Wawa.
Very similar tonight. I picked up my baby, and my in-laws were over after dinner, and the baby has really sparkling blue eyes, and I was trying to make some sort of comment about eyeballs, and I said, "There you are, old blue balls."
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys. I wish
you.
Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We didn't see each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
Ready for another episode, another week. Jeremy, Tony, Cherokee, Don, the Red Crow flies again. We'll be hearing him do some nicotine humor a little bit later. His new radio DJ name he was showcasing before the show.
It's a pretty great DJ name.
It's pretty good.
Before we get started, I have to actually have a correction from last week. So
was it a retraction?
The retraction.
All right.
It's time for an official Radio for Winners retraction.
I thought we did the retractions during the music playing. That was the whole goal, was to do the retraction in that 5 seconds.
Well, I didn't know how to fit this story into the 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
So last week we talked about my wife being out of town and that I was going to be home alone, and that I also was very excited about a porn star coming on 98 Rock.
So you weren't home alone, but the porn star came over?
So no, but my wife is now caught up to the show. She was probably a good 10 episodes back. And I didn't really think she listened, because no one does. But she came home yesterday and just kept giving me a weird look. And then she said something along the lines of, "I don't know if you want to invite anyone over. I don't know if your friend Alexis Texas wants to come to dinner," or something along those lines, and just glared at me. So long story short, my wife is now pretty sure that I'm probably racist and a real pervert.
So now she knows you better than she did before.
I don't think this was a surprise to anybody.
But to her it was.
She did not know.
So do you want to issue a retraction to your wife?
Yes, I was not excited about a radio station interview with a porn star, and I don't even know who Alexis Texas is.
Liar.
Hey guys, if you want to start a podcast, a helpful tip: if your life listens, you should probably leave a few things off.
Your life lessons? If your wife listens?
If you're mope,
I'll help you.
Tony said it. I wrote down what he said, and that was my fault.
Have another beer.
My fault.
Oh man.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. That's why my wife thinks that we're just out here hugging in the garage.
You know, why don't you guys listen to the show? Well, it's just about NASCAR. You wouldn't like it.
It's about NASCAR all the time.
It's just about workouts. Everyone likes news about workouts.
It started off that way, didn't it?
Well, it still is. Whenever you have Tony Kopics, in fact, he has one. Tony, what you got going on this week?
What a transition.
Very smooth, wasn't it?
Jesus Christ, I said to you to work on that.
I did.
And it was horrible.
I had to.
Speaking of workouts, right. Tony, right back to you.
Bing bong.
I was actually validated with my thoughts on this workout, because I had my wife's friend, Shola, was in town this weekend, and she does CrossFit. And
I
was
like, "Did your wife just leave?"
What's that?
Did your wife just leave from annoyance at two people talking CrossFit the entire weekend?
So like I was telling her how I hate doing these partner wads. They have these things at CrossFit called a partner wad. It's basically a workout of the day that you have to do with another partner. I don't want to do a workout at 6 a.m. with another person because at first I smell. My balls would probably reek. wow. And then number two, I'm out of shape. So like if we're doing like a burpee workout, I can do like two burpees and I'm out of breath. It's just terrible. So I'm socially awkward. There's nothing good about doing a partner wad. And I'm explaining this to Shola. She's like, you know what? I 100% agree with you. My balls smell as well when I'm doing these partner wads. And but no, she agrees. She's like, yeah, it's social. I'm socially awkward as well. They're awful. And that's the last thing you want to do is work out with somebody at 6 a.m. Doing a partner wad.
What is a partner wad?
Partner, as in another person, you two people, partnering up, and then WOD workout of the day.
We're very sorry for having that segment on workouts of the day. I didn't realize how awful that would be when I transitioned over to Tony.
Why is everything in that world that he is in really weird? Partner, WOD, burpee, like, why can't things have, like, normal names?
Well, workout of the day would be WOD. I got that. It's terrible, but I got it.
Got my partner's WOD on my back. just to remind him of what he's got to be focused
my workout
on today.
Partner Jerry Tillotson.
I'm gonna wad all over your face.
You might want to tell your wife not to listen to this.
Don't
episode
listen to this
either.
Episode. Although she, you know what, she stopped last episode before we got to the best part of it, which was the Jerry Tillotson coverage of Tony's.
She would have enjoyed that.
I think she will if she ever listens again and does not move out.
She will not.
Speaking of last episode, we actually did get some listener feedback.
Oh. That's...
Oh, yeah. Some listener feedback. It's not a call because no one actually calls in. We're a podcast. But if they did, this is where they would call in and ask us questions. And now Don's going to read the piece of email that we got.
I don't have it in front of me. I didn't know that I was doing that.
Well, then, before we get to that... Because we did get
radio.
we did get a question.
We do the show over Skype, so I can see, like, we do a video feed, so I can see Don and Jeremy in the studio. And when Jeremy said Don's going to read this listener email, Don had this look on his face of like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what's going on here. I'm shocked.
Right before we started the show, Don has the email up and he read it. So I thought he'd be ready. But hold on, Don, before you read it now, because now it's awkward. The only comments I got from people were all very positive, but only that Tony's erotic reading voice was the most incredible reading voice they've ever heard. And you promised you were going to do some episodes of Don's Woodshed. So are you ready?
Yes, new erotic novel written by Jerry over the weekend.
So this is the first chapter, or the first segment in Radio for Winners for Don's Woodshed.
A farmer's couch. Don got down from his riding mower. His shirt, the number 8 faded, Ripken on the back, completely drenched. He looked across the yard. He saw a smiling face. Who was it? Listen next time on Radio for Winners and find out.
I want to just do a half hour of that. I don't want to do any of their topics we had to cover. I just want to do that.
I should write those down. My improv is not that great. Not that great.
I'm not a big fan of that segment.
Well, that's okay. It's only going to happen for the next year.
Is it because it's about you, Don? You potentially having gay sex with another man? Wait until you find out who it is. You'll be pleasantly surprised, I promise.
I have nothing. That's all
fine.
It was
Larry Sheets.
That's all fine. I don't actually have a woodshed. But both of you and I looked at each other when he said the number 8 on when I was on my tractor. We both thought Dale Earnhardt Jr.
That's not what I was thinking.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
So now, are you ready to have this mail read?
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ, Don. We are the worst radio show.
Yeah, okay. All right. Here's the we've got some listener mail. Here's what the listener mail says. What's going to happen to the show if Tony is convicted of a crime with connection to the missing girl from Baltimore? Follow-up question for Tony, is it scary being interrogated by federal agents? And that, I guess, is in reference to the missing girl from White Marsh that was found down in the Raleigh area.
Found in Charlotte, North Carolina, which is not close to me at all.
So, Tony, do you want to answer that question?
I have not. Been to Maryland lately.
That's true. It was a couple weeks ago, so maybe it would have worked out. But anyway, what we decided is if Tony was, in fact, off the show, which we assume will happen every single week when he keeps saying he's got problems and he can't make the show, is that it'll just be Don and I doing half an hour of radio talk-ups, and it would sound a lot like this.
Ah, 98YCR, Nick O'Teen, Uptown Girl. Guess who doesn't like Billy Joel? Christy Brinkley, Uptown Girl.
And I could listen to that over and over again. I could listen to you do Uptown Girl talk-ups pretty much all day long. Do you think I have a second one in?
I can always try.
And right. I should also say probably that I'm not interested in 12-year-olds. It's not that I'm just too lazy to drive to Maryland. I also have no interest in kidnapping 12-year-olds.
Tony should have used a different reason when he originally said he wasn't interested in having sex with a 12-year-old girl. It's not laziness. It's that they're 12.
I thought he was fascinated with my infant daughter.
That's true. Well, she's not 12, though.
Not yet. How 98YCR, York's hottest, Nick O'Teen. Tony doesn't like teens. He likes them young.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we have to add Uptown Girl to the soundboard. That's too good not to add.
And that's why Tony will never miss a show ever again. Ever again.
Just song talk-ups about Tony's sexual preferences.
Ever again.
Well, between that and Don's Woodshed, we are perverted, apparently. This show is extremely perverted.
This show used to be about fitness, and now it's about horrible other things.
Horrible. Horrible.
Speaking of horrible other things, Don, NASCAR is officially over.
Oh, thank God.
So we don't have to ever talk about NASCAR again. I'm sure everyone that listens is extremely happy to hear that. Now, the season is long, so I believe it starts again next week. But we're not going to do another Picks League. I think we've decided that first Picks League is enough.
First off, it doesn't start again next week.
That was like 50 weeks of a season. That was terrible.
First off, that was the worst experience ever, doing a Picks League that lasted that long. It ruined NASCAR for me.
I think it's because you were losing from the first week.
I really, really was. I picked every good driver that should have won that race, and they didn't even come close. So
we actually lost like 100 Twitter followers from the time we started that league until today.
We did get a few legitimate Twitter followers through our NASCAR tweets, but I don't think we tweeted all that much. So
and
that
I think after the second tweet that wasn't NASCAR related, they immediately unfriended us.
What the hell is this stuff? This ain't no.
I don't care about any chuns.
Pennzoil. I don't understand. But no, it's over. The chase I thought was very exciting. If you did watch any of it, and I thought the final race was equally as exciting. And congratulations, Kevin Harvick, your 2014 Sprint Cup champion.
That's not as important as who won our Picks League, though.
And that was?
That was Vroom Vroom, who was actually leading for the entire time. He won every segment, and he had basically won this thing about 6 weeks ago. Even if he didn't pick a driver and got 0 points for every race, he would still have won.
I don't think I picked a driver from 6 weeks ago all the way on through the rest of the season.
That's not true, Don.
I know I didn't pick one last week.
You gave
now,
up.
Can we reach out to Marty, Room Room, and find out what his strategy was?
I can. I did ask if he wanted us to call him, and he said he was boring, but he would be willing to do it.
Okay.
And I figured once we mail him the prize pack worth no less than $5 American, we would call him, and he could open it live, and we could discuss NASCAR strategy, which would take about 10 seconds.
And speaking of the prize pack, are we sending the entire prize pack or just a portion?
We need to figure out exactly what we're sending.
Shipping could be more than five. It could be like $60.
We may save what we had slated for this prize pack for the football picks prize
We
pack.
Might want to go through the prize pack to make sure that there's nothing in there that would incriminate any of us if shipped through the United States Postal Service.
It's $5 worth of my semen.
No, you could definitely ship that.
I just send it in an envelope. I don't even bother with it. Putting it in anything.
That's how I seal my envelope. So that's why I'm writing each and every one of you a Christmas card. Oh, happy boy. Holidays. Happy holidays.
Don't smell the card.
Nope.
So yeah, that's the end of NASCAR. We are not going to do another.
Not
going to
do
worth.
Another one.
I do have to
God.
Say, Don, to be honest, I did follow NASCAR because of the league, and now I believe I will actually pay attention next year.
And I am here to say right now, mark my words down, as much as we follow through on weight loss contests, next year we will go to a NASCAR race and broadcast live from that NASCAR race?
Well, we won't be broadcasting live ever because this is a podcast.
Isn't that what our intro says?
Yes.
Okay.
But our intro is wrong and poorly thought out.
All right. So next year, NASCAR race, pick it.
I definitely want to go. Definitely want to do a NASCAR race. But that's like everything else we say we're going to do. It won't happen. But I'm very excited about the idea.
Maybe we could plan our Vegas trip around the NASCAR race in Vegas.
Yes.
When is that?
I have no idea.
Well, it's in the fall, so it'll be during football season.
We can do that. Right.
Bet on football and then go to a race.
Wow, look what I just did. I came up with a good idea.
This is the first one. That sounds like it's time for celebration.
Hey!
Don had a good idea. Our sound clips are the best.
Every now and then I have a good idea.
They're pretty solid.
Thank you.
We also use a lot of sound clips for other segments.
Yes.
Much like our reoccurring segment that I can't find the button for even though it's labeled. Radio for Winners and the News. That's right. This is the segment of the show every week where we find some news items. We take all the parts out everyone else has talked about. We add new parts in that I make up on the fly. We bring them to you in bite-sized chunks so you get a little bit smarter.
I do like that you continue to do that.
I do, too, because it's the only thing I provide to the show. Bad transitions and news items.
Bad transitions is definitely your thing.
So the first news item, Bill Cosby. Now, it's been all over the news. He's an accused rapist. They're old accusations, although there's some new ones, but they're not new events. They're accusations from things that happened 20 years ago. But there's still new accusations that Bill Cosby could be a rapist. Now,
allegedly.
I said accusations that he could be a rapist.
Okay.
That's not allegedly. That's the statement.
Just making sure we're not setting ourselves up for any sort of liable lawsuits.
Well, the worst thing he could do if someone's going to accuse you of being a rapist on a national interview is what? Like, if you were Bill Cosby, let's say you're Bill Cosby right
all
here.
Right. All right.
And so I'm asking you about an art project, and all of a sudden I say something like, I do have to ask this, and I'm very sorry, but the recent accusations that you may be a rapist, Bill Cosby, what do you have to say about that?
I like Jell-O pudding pops.
Oh, my God.
That is... I'll tell you, actually, Don, that's a good answer. That is the worst thing he could say. And the worst way he could say it. But the worst thing he did, he said nothing. He didn't say a word. He just nodded his head, and the news reporter would say, like, oh, you're nodding your head no. You're nodding your head no. Okay, Bill Cosby is nodding his head no, and he would keep asking, and Bill Cosby kept nodding his head no, and that was the end of the interview. Is that the wrong way to go about it?
Where was this?
This was on some national, like, NPR interview about an art collection he has. So he talked a bunch before this, and then...
So the reporter sort of set him up about it at the end?
Yes. But the reporter kind of had to. It just broke again in the news. It was a big item. You kind of have to bring it up. Although, I guess if you're going to talk about an archer, you might not want to bring it up.
Well, I think Bill Cosby should have probably been a little bit smarter about that and actually canceled the interview.
Yeah.
Now, think he would, right?
My understanding was that this whole thing, it started with him putting roofies in people's drinks, allegedly. But didn't he try to, like, generate some buzz on social media, like with a, you know, hey, here's a picture of me and, like, create your own meme type of thing? Isn't that how the whole thing started?
And then
people started saying, oh, I really like raping women and stuff like that, like memes like that. Isn't that how it started?
Well, originally started with Hannibal Buress, a comedian who... He was doing a show, and one of his bits, he talks about how, like, he's annoyed by Bill Cosby constantly talking about how black people need to pull their pants up, and he's, like, very self-righteous about how a comedian should be on stage, what kind of language they use. Meanwhile, he's accused of raping several women. So that kind of blew up on Twitter, because now social media, everything picks up much more quicker than it would in the past.
Much more quicker.
The thing that
built as an historic inn.
Now, there's a couple of things. I mean, for one, the allegations in the past have never brought any charges against him. Like, there's a prosecutor in Pennsylvania who said that one, he did get a gut sense that Bill Cosby was hiding something, or there was more to the story. But from a legal standpoint, he never felt like he had enough that he could actually bring charges against Bill Cosby.
Correct.
He didn't think he would have a chance of actually winning the case. Now, my thought thing, though, is that, you know, this guy has, you know, of course, the father figure, kind of like, you know, from the Cosby show, people look at him as a father figure. But then you got to think, this guy was constantly cheating on his wife. I mean, he had a... he had, like, a daughter out of, like, you know, out of marriage, like, you know, a love child, essentially. So he's really not that good of a guy.
Wasn't he a gynecologist on the Cosby Show?
Yes, he was.
Did he pick that character?
Yeah, he think he wrote the show.
Yeah. I think I'm going to be a gynecologist.
Wow. I'm so glad we brought up Bill Cosby, because no one's ever done a Bill Cosby impersonation before, so I'm very excited to pull one out.
Thank you.
If you heard my phone beep in the back, that was a text message asking for Don to stop doing the Bill Cosby impression.
From everybody with good taste.
See, we do this show live.
Well, the second half of this news item is, did anyone see the interview on CNN Don Lemon did with one of the victims?
No.
Well, she's telling her side of the story.
Is it Janice Dixon?
No, it's not Janice Dickinson. This was someone else that was not a famous model.
By the way, do you believe her, or do you think she's just trying to get some attention?
I think she's a drug addict and she's crazy.
She really is a nut.
But even if she is making it up, other people are possibly not.
Allegedly
they are telling the truth. So he has this one on the show, and then it gets a little weird, because he does the whole interview, it sounds fine, and then this happens.
Because I didn't tell my parents and didn't want to tell my parents.
Can I ask you this? Because and please, I don't mean to be crude, okay?
Yeah.
Because I know some of you, and you said this last night, that you lied to him and said, I have an infection.
Mm-hmm.
And if you rape me, or if you have intercourse with me, then you will probably get it and give it to your wife.
Right.
And you said he made you perform oral sex.
Right.
You know, there are ways not to perform oral sex if you...
Oh.
What is he talking about?
He'll clarify it.
Will he?
Your network is crap.
What just happened?
He reached across a road. Grabbed on his hands.
Ah!
Matty Machado. Standing in front of him. Glistening in the sweat
you will probably
of the
get
summer
it
heat. Right.
You said
sorry about that.
He made you perform oral sex.
Right.
You know, there are ways not to perform oral sex if you...
Oh.
God damn it. Well, anyway.
The most biggest way is just not having an internet connection. That's the biggest way.
That's
not
just way
to ruin
up.
Your show. I didn't screw it up.
You screwed that one up, not me.
Anyway, he says that she could have bit his dick. And she's like...
Now, he said that?
He said, you could bite it. And she's like, I wish I would have thought of that. And it's just super awkward. If you were interviewing someone who said they were being raped, would your advice them is like, well, did you try not being raped? Did you think about that?
Did you think maybe you shouldn't? You just shouldn't be raped.
What about just leave your mouth closed?
Maybe you
there's an idea.
Maybe you should have just willed yourself not to be raped.
What an awful interview! What an awful segment because of my phone. But what an awful interview!
Coming up next, Kraft sponsors our next segment. It's just horrible.
I'm not even sure where you're going with the crap.
I was going with, usually what happens after those horribly, depressing, low kind of interviews, we have an upbeat, sponsorship message, like mac and cheese from Kraft or something like that.
There's a squirrel water skiing. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Some way off topic. Yeah, but that is really uncomfortable to listen to, especially when you don't have a full audio.
Can you say dick in your mouth on CNN?
Apparently. That is the actual interview.
Okay.
That wasn't me making up an interview.
Well, we didn't hear it.
Oh.
Hey,
you know what? Sometimes when I'm depressed and sad or maybe a little bit stressed out, I do a few weird things. I clearly don't watch porn, as I explained earlier. However, some guy in Fresno was so stressed out he had sex with a sheep.
Wow. Was it Don? It wasn't Don Lemon, was it?
It was not Don Lemon. Don Lemon did not have sex with a sheep. There was a student at the University of Fresno who was arrested.
Jesus. I mean, if you're going to the University of Fresno.
I'm sorry, Fresno State University. Oh, I'm sure that's the same thing there. I don't think they have both. But he was so stressed out.
Why don't we have a state university?
Well, we have University of Maryland.
Why don't we have Maryland State University that can compete against each other? We should invent that.
We'll invent a college?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Here's a bad business decision.
Broadcasting school.
Wow. That can't be worse than the place Tony went.
Sorry, Tony.
So the student was caught by the police having sex with a sheep, and so when he was caught, he told the police originally he went to go wrestle some cows, but there were no cows to wrestle, so he just picked a sheep.
Wow.
And then they said, but your pants were down, you're having sex with a sheep. And he eventually said, yeah, all right, I was stressed out, so I had sex with that sheep.
Wow.
I can't imagine how stressed out you'd have to be.
I can't imagine... The poor police officer in that small little podunk town has to process that report.
He did, but it was big enough that it got on the internet.
Wow.
So clearly it's a very important story.
Have you ever been so stressed out that you thought about going and having sex with a sheep?
Not stressed out.
Hey, everybody!
Hey, are you looking to buy something on eBay for someone who has everything for Christmas? We've got a few ideas. I'm selling some video games you might want to buy. I think Don's going to sell some real estate. Oh, and Jose Canseco is selling off his old finger. Jose Canseco, former baseball player.
I want to see him now with a batting glove.
Was cleaning some guns in his house a month ago, and one of them at least was loaded because it went off and blew his finger
How
off.
Do you do that?
How do you clean a loaded gun is the dumbest thing ever. As I was explaining to you earlier, it's kind of like cleaning your fireplace while you have a fire going.
I mean, isn't the first thing you do when you pull out a gun, don't you empty the magazine and then remove the one from the chamber? If that's how you have it, you pull it back?
Now, normally I make a sad sigh and point it towards my temple.
Wow. you spin the revolver, lock it into place, and then go.
Oh well, not again. I guess I'll go to work today.
So he gets the finger reattached, and then fast forward about a month, he's playing poker.
Not even a month.
Ago.
It was, what was it, like two? It was like 2 weeks later. He's playing poker, right?
And now he went all in. And that included his finger.
He notices. He notices his finger was smelling. Like when you have a follow-up appointment, if because it can't just be smelling, it has to be more through. Like,
did you see the picture? He put pictures on Twitter,
no.
And it looked, honestly, I thought it was something else completely. It doesn't look like a finger at all, but it's like you could see where it was cut off and it was all swelled up and sewn like back on with little stitches. It looked gross, and that started smelling bad. And he didn't think to go to a doctor; he went to go play poker, which was what I would do at a tournament.
He's Jose Canseco.
And then his finger fell off on the table, and so he's decided to make some extra money. He's going to sell his finger and the gun that shot his finger off on eBay.
So can you sell a finger on eBay?
Now, you cannot sell a finger on eBay. I try. They will not accept the finger. But you can sell the gun that blew your finger off and include the finger as a special prize pack. It goes to someone who wins a picks league.
Now that's no more than $5 American.
No, Jose Canseco's finger? Yeah. Probably not.
How much? What was the latest bid?
I don't know if it's actually up yet, because I couldn't find it on eBay.
You looked.
I did look.
Did you come up with anything else when you did a search for Jose Canseco's finger?
Jose Canseco's finger did not get me anything. A lot of Jose Canseco baseball cards.
Did you mean Larry Sheets' finger?
That's what
is that what it recommended?
They will give you $5 to take Larry Sheets' finger. We do have one last news item.
Okay.
And I wasn't sure if we were going to use it, but you were very determined.
It's not that I was determined. I think it's a valid news item.
If you were in a National Football League team and you decided you were going to have a promotion where people could put their names on jerseys and then you'd split them around for the world, you might want to put some kind of filter on, because if not, you'd have some very tasteless shirts, like one that said, "I hate N."
I can't believe, I know it's automated. I can't believe.
Oh, so what? So the New England Patriots.
Yes, the New England Patriots.
New England Patriots have reached 1 million Twitter followers.
Correct.
As a thank you to their 1 million Twitter followers, they will tweet out a replica jersey.
With your Twitter handle.
With your Twitter handle on the back of the jersey, and then the number one, because
you're number one.
Because, yes, that's right. Now.
So mine would be at Delish Bologna.
Right. Or at Radio for Winners.
Right.
The New England Patriots thank at Radio for Winners number one on the back of a jersey.
Right.
Now, if you're a horrible, horrible individual.
And not me.
That is just a horrible, horrible racist individual.
It would be at Don RFW.
No, it would. You would have a Twitter handle that says "I hate friggin'" and then the N word. Right.
It's just "I hate the N word."
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don really gets intense.
Oh, sorry.
I hate filthy, the N-word. I hate lazy, the N-word. Don, stop it. You're going way too far.
I did not say any of that. I didn't say any of that. I clearly had it wrong. But then that gets tweeted on the back of a shirt and then gets tweeted out to the 1 million followers
on the Patriots Twitter feed.
Right, and I didn't check the Patriots followers, but I'm fairly certain several black people may follow the New England Patriots.
I think more than one. I'm just venturing to guess. How does your filtering system not pick that up?
For any filter on any game or anything with a name, if you try to use that, not from experience, I'm telling you this, but it won't work. It will say no, that it's not a valid username. So I'm sure that the technology exists.
So I partly I blame the New England Patriots for this horrible, horrible, stupid promotion, because first off, nobody has the at symbol on the back of a jersey. All right, so just having the at in your Twitter name,
that's where your problem with the story is.
But then I have another problem with Twitter. What's up with Twitter that they would allow that person to have that name? Why didn't Twitter
let you have that?
Yeah, why didn't Twitter kick that guy off?
And why didn't we already take it? That's horrible.
Jeez.
Don, that is tasteless.
What is wrong with you?
Well, on that note, Don.
How much is Jose Smaker?
We've reached the end of another classy episode of Radio for Winners. Not racists, not perverts. We're the guys next door. We do a radio show everyone should listen to. And I hope you guys are here next week. Stay tuned for another episode of Don's Woodshed.
Saving his panties for Sunday. Mama Leone left a note on the door. She said, "Sonny, move out to the country. Mama, working too hard can give you a heart attack. You wanna know by now. Who needs a house out in Hackensack? Is that all you get for your money? And it seems such a waste of time. That's what it's all about. Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out. I'm moving out.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.